How can the humanities be used to help doctors provide better care for their patients? Dr. Meg Chisholm, Associate Professor and Vice Chair for Education in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Johns Hopkins Medicine, tells us more.
Both science and the humanities are necessary to the practice of good medicine. In medicine, science explains how the laws of nature act impersonally to cause a disease. Medical science explains, how is a healthy organ made? In disease, what goes awry in that organ? Just as important to the practice of medicine, however, are the humanities. The humanities help us understand the personal experience of a disease. Through stories, we understand, why me? Why now? What does it all mean? Science and technology have been advancing at breakneck speed and have illuminated the molecular and genetic underpinnings of many disease processes. Given so many recent advances, the teaching and practice of medicine has understandably turned its focus toward science and away from the humanities. But a human being, the patient, is still at the center of every clinical encounter. The use of the electronic health record and the computer in the exam room can also distract the doctor from the patient and leave patients feeling that their doctors don't know them as individuals. And their doctors are feeling less professional satisfaction without the personal connection to their patients. It's fairly unusual, even at great medical schools like Johns Hopkins, for students to actually witness physicians talking with patients about anything outside the world of scientific explanation. Doctors order lab tests and imaging studies, and they talk about diseases and treatments. But that other side of medicine, the one that goes beyond explanation to understanding, well, there's not much time for that. Thus, the personal narrative aspect of medicine, the meaning of illness to the patient, goes unexplored, and the patient's experience is less understood. So we know there's a problem, and we know that the humanities, literature, history, philosophy, languages, art history, architecture, coupled with reflection, can help deepen medical students' and doctors' understanding of their patient's personal experience of illness. So the question is, how best to bring the humanities back into the teaching and practice of medicine? Dr. Susan Lehman and I have been working with a great team of people to solve this problem. With the financial support of the Johns Hopkins Institute for Excellence in Education and the Paul McHugh Program for Human Flourishing, we're developing a web-based mobile application that will bring paintings and poetry to the bedside. The app is called Bedside Education in the Art of Medicine, or BEAM. We want to shine a light on what it means to be human for patients and their doctors. The BEAM app will harness the power of the humanities to support and encourage medical students and doctors around the world to talk with their patients about the meaning of illness. We want doctors to better understand their patients. We believe that bringing the two sides of medicine, explanation and understanding, back together will ultimately lead to both greater professional satisfaction for doctors and, most importantly, healthier patients.
More information about the BEAM initiative can be found at twitter.com/bededartmed. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.